The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you. Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Mitz.
Hello!
How are you doing, Mitz?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not getting shot for shoveling my driveway.
That's why you should use a flamethrower. That's a whole other story.
They make those.
I know.
The Weed Dragon.
The Weed Dragon, yep.
I get in trouble with that.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have one. Yet. Just saying. All right, coming up on this week's show, Vince's girl AOC goes full Jesse. Talk about Screech, Christopher Plummer, election conspiracy?
What?
Admission? Marilyn Manson, Morgan Wallen, and much more. Top 10 list this week. Our picks for who we would put on Hollywood Squares. And we will answer your listener questions. You ready to get into this, Vince?
Not really, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, starting off sad here for TV news, Hal Holbrook, who had a substantial acting career in TV and film and stage, most people probably know him for his portrayal of Mark Twain, or if you're a little aged, he was on Designing Women. Passed away this week at the age of 95. Vince, you get points. Vince is up 2-1.
Not a substantial lead.
Not a 3-1, which we'll get into a little bit later. We now know that Netflix's Sonic the Hedgehog animated series will be called Sonic Prime, and it will launch in 2022. No word on if Urkel is coming back to voice Sonic, which I hope he should, because he's not doing anything else. So,
was he the one who voiced him in the movie?
Not in the movie. He was in the original cartoon. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah. I thought you knew that.
No.
Well, yeah.
I didn't watch the fucking cartoon.
Well, that's your own fault. But yeah, Urkel was the voice. It looks like Paramount Plus, which used to be known as CBS All Access, the streaming channel, is in talks with Kelsey Grammer to bring back Frasier.
Oh my.
Why not? You're bringing back all the other stuff. And he's Republican, so I'm surprised he's getting work, but good on him.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, but the dad's dead.
Dead.
And the dog's dead. Son of a bitch.
And his brother's
gay.
Well,
now it's sad. And his well, yeah, but not in the show. Yeah. All right, speaking of sad, Screech, Dustin Diamond. We had a story last week or the week before that he was sick in the hospital with cancer. He did pass away this week. We now know that he had stage 4 lung cancer is what inevitably took him. So that sucks. He was the only one from the original cast, I believe, besides Mr. Belding, to appear in every iteration of the show. So...
except for this new one.
Right. Let's see here. Next thing I have, the Walt Disney Company has extended its relationship with Black Panther director and co-writer Ryan Coogler. It's a 5-year overall deal with his production company. But the big story out of this is for Disney Plus, we're getting a Wakanda series. Which Vince is waiting with bated breath.
Can't wait.
You do know the Wakandan army, they train them by jogging in Timberlands.
what's that? No white people allowed. It's the country in the world that doesn't allow anybody in.
Right.
And they're proud of it.
Yeah. Racist. But yeah, so you're going to get a series like that. Apparently, the WandaVision show that's on Disney Plus now has officially incorporated all Marvel properties. Spoiler, if you haven't seen the latest episode, but they had a Quicksilver cameo, and it is not Quicksilver from the Avengers movies. It was actually Evan Peters, who was Quicksilver in the Fox X-Men movies. So X-Men is in, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all the TV shows are in. It's all one big universe now, so yay. I've heard it's good. I haven't watched it yet, but...
You know what I've been watching? Resident Alien.
You were talking about this last week, yes.
Yeah, I watched the second episode.
Good?
Fantastic.
I'm finally glad you found a show you like.
Alan Tudyk is awesome.
It will be canceled. Well, it's an Alan Tudyk show, so...
A season?
Might get half a season.
Right?
But it's sci-fi, right? Sci-fi Network?
Yeah, it's sci-fi.
So you might get a whole season. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Really good.
Speaking of things actually picked up for more seasons, CW handed out renewals this week. The Jared Padalecki Walker Don't Call Me Texas Ranger reboot is getting a second season.
How?
I don't know. It's not... Just change the name. It's not... If something's called Walker, there better be Chuck Norris. Or Jimmy JJ.
Kung Flash, Fu. Was there... I watched a couple minutes of it, and it was just...
Yeah.
Bad. What the fuck am I watching? And it's like... It was like Supernatural, but more without, cowboys.
Without Dean?
Or yeah.
I don't know which one's which, so...
Yeah, Dean.
Speaking of a weird series finale, Supernatural, but we'll get into that.
Don't even fucking... That was the worst series. They said that was worse than the goddamn, Game of Thrones season or series finale. It was bad. Did you watch it?
I did see the series finale of Supernatural, and I did see the series finale of Game of Thrones, just because everybody hyped it up, and I just wanted to see what it was. I didn't mind the series finale.
Of what?
I didn't mind it. Either one. I didn't mind it.
Oh, man. It's so bad.
But I wasn't a diehard fan of the show. So that's, you got to take me away from... As a casual, hey, just watch an episode. It was okay. Let's see here. Flash got picked up for season 8. Riverdale for season 6. Legends of Tomorrow for season 7. Charmed for season 4. Roswell, New Mexico season 4. Batwoman somehow got picked up for season 3, even though the ratings have absolutely tanked. Nancy Drew for season 3, and Dynasty for season 5. Lastly, for TV news this week, we have more guest hosts for Jeopardy. Excuse me. Apparently, when you're guest host, the amount, you're doing it for a charity. So all the money that's won by all the contestants while you're hosting gets donated to the charity of your choice. So that's very good. Coming up, your guest hosts for a week will be Anderson Cooper, Savannah Guthrie, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Wow, they just kind of rated CNN right there. And Dr. Oz. So get ready for fake news and science questions on Jeopardy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's go to movie news. Vince, are you ready for Stonks the movie?
No.
There are now 2 competing GameStop movies in the works about the stock deal. One is at Netflix with Mark Bull, who wrote Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker. The other is at MGM, based on a book proposal by Ben Mrozek. This is the guy that wrote The Accidental Billionaires, which was the book that became the basis for The Social Network. So... Stonks the movies. I love it.
I don't know. All I know is a bunch of hedge fund managers got fucked.
Yeah, that's the
Wall
best
Street
part
got fucked.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How dare the peasants figure out the game? Yeah.
Don't play it.
Exactly. I think we talked about this a little bit last week because it was rumored. Now it's confirmed that Dr. Fraudy National Institute of all that. The guy that tells you to wear 6 feet of masks. He's getting a National Geographic documentary on him. So it says it will glimpse into the career and life of the public servant who has advised 7 U.S. presidents, beginning with the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, because you know we won that one, through SARS, Ebola, and now COVID-19.
Boy, you'd think you'd get somebody else, because he is batting 1,000 there.
Yeah, none of it been cured, and he actually admitted that what killed people the most people during the Spanish flu was actually not the Spanish flu. It was bacterial infections from wearing masks. You know, just that's his own words. We have a writer for Marvel's Blade reboot, Stacy Osei-Kufour.
The fuck did you just say to me?
I probably cussed at you in African. I apologize if anybody speaks the African.
Here, I'll translate.
Wakanda. She's a playwright who acted as a story editor, but then she wrote the Watchmen series.
No, it's her fault it went to shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's been tapped to write the script. Only black writers were considered. A reflection of Marvel's focus on diversity and making representation a key factor. So, not the best person for the job, but the best one they've thought of because of her skin color.
Well, duh.
Cool. Thanks for ruining the Blade movie for me.
That's how shit works. Yeah, I loved Blade. Blade was awesome.
Blade was awesome. That started your Marvel Cinematic Universe, by the way, kids. Jump in the Wayback Machine and watch Wesley Snipes kick some ass. Especially when he beats up Triple H. That's good times. Awesome. I think that's the third Blade movie.
Guess I'm not watching that, am I?
Yeah. Last thing for movie news. Christopher Plummer passed away this week at the age of 82. He was 91, I'm sorry. He died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with his wife, his manager said, by his side. More than 50 years in the industry, he enjoyed varied roles ranging from the girl with dragon tattoo. He was the voice of the villain in Up, Broadway's Inherit the Wind. In 2019, he starred as murder mystery novelist in Knives Out, TV suspense drama Departure, a Pink Panther movie here, Dracula 2000 there. He was a Klingon in one of the Star Trek movies, but it was opposite Julie Andrews as Von Trapp in 1965 that made him a star. No points for Vince because this was a backup pick.
Fuck you.
Fuck-a-roo. Thank
Whatever.
God. I Whatever. Mean, I'm sad that he passed because he was an excellent actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm already getting my ass whooped here on the Deadpool this year. Good
he
Lord.
Was,
it's only start
he was,
of February.
He was like the preacher or whatever in Dragnet, that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had been in 50 years. He'd done a lot of movies. So yeah.
He's been in fucking everything.
Yeah. Comic book news this week. Users of the recently relaunched, rechristened, and all that DC Universe Infinite were greeted by a pleasant surprise this week. The service launched a new exclusive series called Let Them Live. This is unpublished stories from the DC Vault. It's an anthology series that features stories that were never published. The first issue features a Suicide Squad, words, story by Jim Zub. The story is presented with a framing sequence, kind of your narrator for all of these Untold Stories is the fan favorite character Ambush Bug, which is hilarious. Future issues of the series will be published bi-weekly and will feature, we know the next two will, one of them will be a Nightwing unpublished story and then a Batman one. Now, if we can just get Alan Moore's unpublished Swamp Thing, we'll be all set. So,
shit.
It's actually very cool. You ever hear what Alan Moore had planned for Swamp Thing before he got fed up and left?
No, I bet it was amazing.
It's basically Swamp Thing time travels. Let's say to Judea.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can figure that one out, you can understand why it got shelved.
Well, look who runs, you know,
Yeah, well, yeah.
The comic book industry.
And the rest of them. Fans following the exploits of Red Hood and the Future State Dark Detective know that Jason Todd has turned on the Bat Family and is now a bounty hunter for the Magistrate as part of their zero-tolerance policy on mass vigilantes. This May, DC is going to continue this in a new ongoing series called Future State Gotham. This ties in with next Batman, Harley, Robin Eternal, and Future State Nightwing. It looks like it's going to be mostly black and white art. It will evoke the gritty noir aesthetic that reinforces Gotham as a living, breathing part of the story. The six-issue debut story arc is co-written by Joshua Williamson and Dennis Culver. Disaster strikes Gotham, and all evidence points to Tim Fox, the next Batman. Jason chooses justice over his family when he allies with the Magistrate and enlists him to bring in the new Batman, dead or alive. And this will feature all of the Future State Gotham characters. This should hit May 11th in all comic book stores and participating digital retailers. So,
that sounds cool, right?
Yeah, be on the lookout for that.
I don't know. I haven't been to the damn comic book store in forever, so...
Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week, Ninja Turtles Jenica 2, Issue 4. Vince, Transformers Beast Wars, Issue 1, came out this week. Snake Eyes Dead Game, Issue 4. This is Snake Eyes done by Rob Liefeld, who still can't draw feet, but is a millionaire. Still can't draw feet. Must be nice. Venom, Issue 33. King in Black, this is from Marvel, Black Knight, Issue 1. Immortal Hulk, 43. Vince the Terrifics, Volume 3, The God Game collection came out this week. Just wanted to let you know on that one. And your Future State books, Wonder Woman, Flash, Swamp Thing, Next Batman, and Superman and Metropolis all came out this week. I think the Swamp Thing Future State is Issue 2 of 2. So there you go for that.
Well, shit, looks like I gotta go to the fucking comic book store.
Yeah, Creepy misses you. So
I haven't been in a long time.
I know. All right, wrestling news this week. Luchador Blue Demon Jr. is running for political office. He wants to become mayor of the Mexico City municipality, one of their municipalities of Mexico City. It's not the whole of Mexico City. So he's looking to become mayor.
Okay. And we'll probably win.
Probably. Former WWE wrestler Tyler Rex has come out as transgendered and now goes by the name of Gabby. So, good for her.
Did you see that dude?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
This is the same guy that got fired because John Cena got pissed off at him for his finishing move. Pretty much.
Did he put makeup on?
No, not at the time. He had, like, giant dreads and, yeah, it was a thing. Sadly, Hacksaw Butch Reed passed away this week at the age of 66. A lot of people remember him from teaming up with Ron Simmons as Doom in WCW. He wrestled WWF, WCW. He wrestled all around. Seemingly good guy, but sadly passed away at the age of 66 this week. The Forbidden Door has finally been open, as it is official that All Elite Wrestling is now in a working relationship with New Japan. Their main event of this upcoming week's AEW Dynamite will be Kenny Omega teaming up with Kenta to face Jon Moxley and Lance Archer. This means AEW now has working relationships with New Japan, AAA, Impact, and the NWA. So, literally, Canada, America, Mexico, and Japan. And WWE has whatever the fuck Bad Bunny is.
Was that the movie with Chloe Svigniggity?
That was Brown Bunny.
Where she sucks that guy's dick?
That was Brown Bunny.
Okay.
And I've watched that clip on repeat, yes. She doesn't look like she does that well of a job. I'm, you know, just...
Just saying.
WWE has released Steve Cutler and Lars Sullivan. Apparently, Lars no-showed a TV taping, and that was kind of the last straw with him. He did give an interview, said he left the company on good terms, but he is still dealing with his mental health issues concerning his extreme anxiety disorder. And that kind of led to him not being able to go to the TV tapings and what led to his release. But he says there's no hard feelings between the company and himself. So there you go. Speaking of New Japan, though, New Japan Pro Wrestling will air on the Roku channel in the U.S., U.K., and Canada under a new TV deal. This is reported by Variety. The wrestling promotion will air a one-hour weekly series on the Roku channel beginning February 11th and will air every Thursday thereafter beginning at 5 p.m. Episodes will then be available on demand on to Roku's 61.8 million users for free with ads. Additionally, the Roku channel will host a block of library content featuring key highlights from the 2020 New Japan catalog, with potential for the introduction of more historical content in the future. Financial terms were not disclosed. Roku recently started an actual dedicated pro wrestling channel showing some older classic shows from the Blanchard territory, Defy, Beyond, and Glow. So I have been watching that lately, so good on them. Now I get to watch some New Japan when it pops up. Good for me.
No shit. So you pay for that?
Nope, Roku's free.
Okay, Roku's free. All right.
Free as a motherfucker. Yep. You just got to sit through some loud ads because they don't have the like ad sound control. So like if I have the TV on at night and we're sleeping and like one of the commercials blares to 100, pretty much you wet the bed. It's great. All right, that was it for wrestling news. Vince, what do you have for video games?
What do I have for video games?
I don't know. It's what kind of why I asked the question.
That's a good question. Justin, I'm glad you're on top of shit.
349 of these sons of bitches. You figured out I'd figured something words. Canadians smell like cat litter, allegedly.
Oh.
Apparently they don't, according to Elizabeth. Thank you. But
whatever. Get a sneak peek at Minecraft's caves and cliff content in this latest snapshot. Cave vines, glow berries, drip leaves, spore blossoms. Mojang has revealed a new snapshot for green-fingered Minecraft players to play around with. Minecraft snapshot 21W05B adds a few new blocks that you, later on, will see in the lush caves. That's expected to come with the upcoming theme update, Caves and Cliffs. Apparently, the cliffs and the caves are sideways now. You can go into them instead of going down. Yeah, so hopefully that looks kind of cool. Notorious Minecraft hero Brine, his world seed has finally been unveiled. Unveiled. The original Minecraft hero Brine world seed has at long last been recovered after over 4 months of searching by dedicated community members. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with hero Brine, as you can see in the video below, blah, blah, blah. What has happened is the hero Brine, they said that it was like a folk thing, creepypasta. Like, oh my god, if you go into this one world, this guy comes in and kills you, and his name was Hero Brine. And it was actually Notch's brother, but they apparently have found the world that they used so to be in it. So that's interesting.
Okay.
It is.
If you say so.
If you've got the kids.
Oh yeah. There you go.
They'll love it.
Little crotch goblins.
Yeah, right. I mean, well, speaking of crotches, Mass Effect Legendary Edition will dial down the butt shots. BioWare announced the release date and new details for the much anticipated Mass Effect Legendary Edition this week. While the biggest update in the remaster to the series are cosmetic, one specific change piqued the interest and ire of fans. The remaster will alter camera cuts that focus on character butts. Apparently, there are a lot of ass shots in the game.
Apparently, they want sales to go down?
This was a game designed by women.
Ah.
And what was that? Manfred... Manar something. He hates white people.
Oh, okay.
It was that guy.
So it's like that bridge in Florida where they had the women architects that weren't qualified do it, and then it collapsed?
Right. So it was women that made this game, by the way, and a brown guy who hates white people. So don't get all shitty with, you know, white people for the male gaze or whatever, because those fuckers made the game.
Ah, okay.
Sorry. GoldenEye 007's canceled Xbox 360 remake is now playable online.
Ooh.
Rare's GoldenEye 007 on Nintendo 64 was a shooter classic, and many players still fondly remember facing off against their friends. For those who wish to return to the game, a ROM of a canceled Xbox 360 remake is circulating on file sharing sites. Players can revisit the single player campaign and multiplayer. That's amazing. They're talking about ROMs and downloading them on Polygon.
Nice.
That's okay.
So that happened.
That's interesting. Maybe I should read these before I go crazy. But I guess Polygon is completely okay with just downloading the ROM and playing it. That's wow.
That's surprising.
Fucking download, just pirate it. It's all right.
That's like Time Magazine coming out and saying election fraud was real and a conspiracy.
Isn't that crazy?
Craziness. Matt.
Rust gets soft core server, so new players suffer less. That sounds boring. Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake delayed indefinitely. I'm sorry if you wanted to play Prince of Persia. Now you don't. And that's all.
I do have a couple things. Thank you to Roboto for sending this in.
You're supposed to send it to me, Roboto.
He put it in the Facebook group, but
I don't
somebody,
have Facebook.
That's what I was leading to. Thank you, ass.
Fuck.
Embracer Group, excuse me, the owner of THQ Nordic, has bought Borderlands creator Gearbox for $1.3 billion.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. Looks like EA Sports is going to start making NCAA football games again. And MLB The Show will no longer be a PlayStation exclusive. This starts with MLB The Show 21. So there you go. That's all I had for it. All right, let's go to music news this week. Tool's Maynard James Keenan reveals that he has contracted COVID for a second time, but is recovering. So at home.
How does he know?
I don't know. Apparently he had a swab shoved up his nose and tickled his brain.
But they keep saying, oh, you get it twice.
Yeah. Even if you get the vaccine, you can still get it. Because Pfizer said that. But
yeah, but it's a goddamn, it's a coronavirus. You know how many coronaviruses there are?
A bunch.
Yeah, like over 200.
Yeah. Quiet, you and facts. Singer Sia has deleted her Twitter account hours after apologizing for controversial scenes in her film Music that depict the use of restraints on autistic people. Shortly before ditching Twitter, the singer used her account to discuss the film with her followers. I promise I have been listening, she tweeted. The motion picture Music will, moving forward, have this warning at the head of the movie. Music in no way condones or recommends the use of restraint on autistic people. She then reminded followers that there were autistic occupational therapists specializing in sensory processing available to explain safe ways to provide proprioceptive words that I don't scrabble, deep pressure feedback to help with meltdown safety. She then said she intended to remove the restraint scenes from all future printings of Music. I have listened to the wrong people, and it's my responsibility. My research was clearly not thorough enough and not wide enough, she said, of the decision. Wow. Okay.
That's
bad.
Did she get kicked from her publisher?
No. We got that coming up. Don't worry. But first, Marilyn Manson. Yeah. He has responded to allegations of abuse from his ex-fiancee, actress Evan Rachel Wood. He said, obviously, my art and my life have long been magnets for controversy, but these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners, regardless of how and why others are now choosing to misrepresent misrepresent the past, that is the truth. Evan Rachel Wood has publicly accused Manson of horrifically abusing her for years. The actress named Manson, real name Brian Warner, in an Instagram post detailing the allegations. She had previously spoken about being the survivor of domestic violence, but until this point had never called out and said who the abuser was. Wood says that Manson began grooming her as a teenager and that she was brainwashed and manipulated into submission by the singer. She says she wants to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him. Alongside his work as the singer of Marilyn Manson, he has acted in numerous films, including David Lynch's Lost Highway, TV series Sons of Anarchy in Salem, most recently was in American Gods. In light of the allegations, he has been dropped and removed from future episodes of American Gods. So, and apparently something came out that she was told that if she went forward with this, that there were going to be nude pictures of her taken while she was underage released. So, yeah, it sounds like a fucked up deal. The horrible people.
So, did he do it?
I don't know. It's a, as far as I can see, it's a he said, she said.
That's...
I don't know.
I don't... I don't get it.
This is one of those, I shrug my shoulders and go, fuck Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't care.
So.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he didn't? Well, you're a liar. Or he did, then he's a fuck. You know, it's.
Right, I don't care. Guess what? I don't care.
Next story here, Cilento, the rapper. Best known for his 2015 hit, Watch Me Whip Nene. Has been arrested and charged with the murder of his own cousin.
He whipped and nay-nayed.
Yes. The rapper, whose real name is Ricky Hawk, currently being held in DeKalb County Jail, representatives for Cilento did not immediately respond to Variety's request for comment. Apparently, he shot and killed his own cousin. So
that must be going around.
You might not have heard about that on the news because it's black-on-black crime. But you probably heard about this one. Rising country star Morgan Wallen has been suspended by his record label, Big Loud. The label posted the news on his social media saying, in the wake of recent events, Big Loud Records has made the decision to suspend Morgan Wallen's recording contract indefinitely. This decision comes after TMZ posted a video Tuesday night of Wallen using the N-word with a group of his friends.
Oh, no.
NPR has confirmed that Wallen has been pulled from iHeartMedia's radio playlist. The biggest radio group in the U.S. says this will affect about 135 stations where Wallen's music would be heard. Variety reports that Tuesday night Cumulus Media sent a similar edict to its 400 stations. Wednesday afternoon, SiriusXM and Pandora have also dropped his music. CMT announced it is removing Wallen's appearances on all of its platforms. In a tweet, Country Music Channel wrote, "We do not tolerate or condone words or actions that are in direct opposition to our core values that celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusion." Wallen's second album, Dangerous, the double album, has been a huge hit since it debuted January 8th. The album topped Billboard 200 chart for 3 consecutive weeks. The last country album to do that was Taylor Swift's Red in 2013. This wasn't Wallen's first brush with controversy, though. Last October, he was disinvited from playing Saturday Night Live after he was videotaped partying and not wearing a mask. He eventually did appear on the show in December, poking fun at the incident in a sketch. He has since come out and apologized. But this leads into my question. If we're all about equality, is rap music now banned? Because I'm pretty sure every single one of those artists had either used the word in a song or used the word with their friends. Or is it just that white people can't?
White people can't say it.
Okay, because The Weeknd, who's doing the Super Bowl halftime show tonight,
yeah,
uses that word in a lot of his songs, but I'm guessing they still let him perform tonight and won't get dropped from his label, pulled from radio, dropped from music TV, and have his career absolutely ruined. Equality until we're treated equal. Then it's like, oh, fuck. Right. That's it for music news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So all I right. can play some David Allan Coe.
Yeah. You know what?
This you know week, which one I want.
Yes.
I better not do it.
No,
I
man,
better not.
Because I know which one you want to do. Oh, can you imagine the editing Tony would have to do?
Hey, you boys. I like you guys. I do. But you're off the network.
Yeah. I about considered it, actually. But yeah, we'll not play that one. All right. Let's go to True False this week. Moving on very quickly. Congratulations to Elizabeth.
Oh my.
For picking last week's fake story out of you and Ronnie. I flipped a coin and you won. You win nothing, a no prize, but congratulations. The fake story was the archaeologist finding each other in the cave.
So, I thought that one was the real one.
No. Are you ready for this week's stories?
No.
Which one is fake? Story number one. Multiple store chains in the U.S. are getting rid of Chaoka brand coconut water after it was exposed that the company in Thailand uses monkey slave labor. Story number two. The Miami Heat will be using dogs as in-house spectators to see if people have the coronavirus. Story number three. Dateline San Francisco. Twitter is now allowing selected verified users to get a plaque to put on the outside of their homes. Users must meet eligibility requirements, including a certain number of followers or acting credits or social significance, according to the company's spokesperson. So which is the fake story? Monkey slave labor, COVID-sniffing dogs for the Miami Heat, or Twitter plaques for verified users' houses. I will put the link up in our Facebook group after I post the show this week. Which is the fake story? And now we will take a break. We will play Song of the Week, hopefully something that doesn't get us kicked off the network.
Mm-hmm.
Plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be our top 10, our ideal for the best Hollywood squares.
This motherfucker's gonna get my medal.
I bring you
Bow, bow, bow.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Our pick for the Idea Hollywood Squares cast. Vince, it's 9 celebrities and a host.
Oh my.
Of course, your center square is usually your funniest, most go-to type, but other than that, it kind of varies. So, how are you starting here? Who's your host?
You want me to go host first?
Yeah, let's do host first.
Shadow Stevens.
Oh, you're going old school. Andy's still alive. So.
Fuck yeah.
My host might have to choke a bitch. Wayne Brady.
Mm.
Already hosts, what is it, Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
So, does good at hosting. It's funny. White people love him. I think he'd be a good host. So, all right. I'm going to do my center square last. How about that?
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll do my center square last.
All right, so who is just a normal square?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's old. I need the old.
Don't know how much humor you're going to get out of old Clint, but all right. He might surprise me.
Yeah, if he shows up drunk, it's awesome.
Well, yeah, he'll just talk to the empty chair.
Right.
That's what he'll be able to get. Now for something completely different. Mike Tyson.
I like that.
I'm sold with Wayne Brady and Mike Tyson. That's all I really need. So
that's all you need.
All right, your next one.
Mel Brooks.
Oh.
I had to go old Jew.
Old Jew. You got to get that demographic there.
Yeah.
I went Joel McHale from Community, and he used to host Soup on E! He's funny. Seems like people like him, so we'll go with him. All right, who's your next one? What are we up to? This is like our fourth pick. All right.
Yeah. And you said we're going center square last, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll skip. Yeah. All right. Brent Butt.
Where do I know the name from?
Corner Gas.
Okay. That explains it.
I may have watched the entire series, and now I'm starting over again.
Ah, I have no Letterkenny or nothing like that online, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah. That's a good pick, though. My number four, soon-to-be AEW wrestler, Shaq.
Oof.
Everybody gets free Papa John's, baby.
And insurance,
that's right. All right, next pick.
Jennifer Saunders from Absolutely Fabulous.
Okay. Yours is all over the board here. I like it.
Yeah, I got to go crazy. All over.
Speaking of crazy, I went Insane Jew for my next pick here. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, shit.
Now, granted, it may take 6 hours to get an answer.
Right.
But that's part of the appeal. Because, the things and the skies and like he does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next pick.
Can't have Jennifer Saunders without Joanna Lumley.
There you go. Ab fab.
Make it happen.
I got Betty White.
Of course you do.
I got to have, she's been on damn near every other game show in history. Even back when Moses was hosting Tic-Tac-Toe.
Sure.
Because, she's a Highlander. All right, next pick.
Shia the Beef.
Oi.
Just do it. Do it.
I got The Rock.
Mm.
I'm going to get the viewers somehow.
Rock is cooking, jabroni.
Got the viewers somehow. All right, next pick.
Crispin Glover.
Mr. World. Yep.
Yeah, legit crazy.
Legit crazy. But a lovely actor.
Great actor.
Speaking of great actors, I went with the actor who plays President Hector Camacho Mountain Dew Elizondo. President Camacho there, Terry Crews, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
He's just a good guy. I like Terry Crews. All right, next pick.
Matt Berry.
Yep. You're going for a more international appeal.
Yeah, Hollywood going crazy.
Yeah, you're going crazy. Speaking of crazy, my next pick might surprise you. Frank Oz.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad pick. You can do all the voices and, you might have a puppet or two.
Sure.
That takes us to your center square.
Noel Fielding. I had funny.
Yeah, you got to have funny. That's a good pick. I went funny, but I also went insane. Don't care who he insults. And may have a connection to Mike Tyson. Actually does have a connection to Mike Tyson. And he's Canadian. That's right. Norm MacDonald is my center square. Let the Jew jokes begin.
Yeah. Make it happen. Shit, I'd watch that.
Yep. Because Norm legitimately doesn't care about anything. He will insult anybody.
He went on The View and made fun of them.
He just ripped them apart.
And they didn't realize it.
Right. That was the beauty of it. Like, is he talking to... he's so funny. Yeah, he's picking on you, mop head. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, so Norm is my center square there. If you hear pounding in the background, it is because about 3 feet away from me, a woodpecker hates me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and apparently hates the house. So, all right, listener picks. Elizabeth said she fucking hates Hollywood, so she stuck with her comfort zone and did a WWE version, Vince.
Oh, that works.
The host is Michael Cole. Makes sense. Maggle. Top row, Liv Morgan, Ricochet, and Xavier Woods. The middle row, Kofi, Dana Brooke, and her center square has to be crazy-ass Uncle Ron, R-Truth, because that's a fan. That's the best of all time. And her bottom row is Otis, Nia Jax, and Big E. So all of New Day is in her Hollywood Squares events.
God bless you.
Plus R-Truth. I would definitely watch. They need to make this a show on the network or Peacock or whatever it is now.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, exactly. She also says, personal note, Paul Lynde was the best middle square. It's hard to argue that, actually.
I'm not going to argue. Yeah, that's,
I can't. Yeah. You got to go in the Wayback Machine a little bit, but that's a really good pick. So, Baza comes in with his cast here. His host, Kevin Bacon.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either. Let's see. He's got Mario Lopez, bottom middle. Terry Crews, middle. Betty White, bottom left. James Corden, top right. Amy Poehler, top middle. Steven Van Zandt, bottom right. Sonequa Martin-Green, middle left. Shania Twain, middle right. And Warwick Davis, top left. You're going to make that midget go all the way up the stairs, Baza? Really?
He's got to walk. Come on,
I hope
dude.
To God there's an elevator.
Is there an elevator?
I don't know, but for him, there better be. That's a great lineup. The midget on the very top farthest away is just hilarious to me. Roboto comes in with Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, Timothy Dalton, Denise Richards, Eva Green, Carrie Lowell, Tina Turner, Gladys Knight, Mike Myers is the host, and Adele is the center square.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that one. But then he also came back with a video game edition. He has Sonic, Ghost from Call of Duty 2, Ganondorf, Gladys. Duke Nukem, Mario, Cloud, Link, Joanna Dark, and Master Chief is the center square. So, Chris.
Chris.
Chris's is, the center square is Jeffrey Epstein. Because, you know.
Sure.
Top left, Ghislaine Maxwell. Top center, Bill Gates and Marina Abram, the spirit cooking witch. Top right, Bill and Hillary. Center left, John and Tony Podesta. Center right, the British royal family crammed in together, preferably by crowbar. Bottom left, George Soros and his current puppets, Nancy Pelosi, China Biden, and Kamala Finger Cuffs Harris. I should really proofread this as I write the show. You know it. Bottom center, David Rockefeller and Henry Rothschild. Bottom right, every Republican who screwed us crammed into a square. And your host, the Archangel Michael. Preferably the one from Supernatural. But, you know. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your picks, and including you, Chris. I would pay to watch that show, even though they probably film it in hell. All right. Let's go to FMK this week. These come in from Chris. It is the first one is the You Got It Dude FMK, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, Elizabeth Olsen, or Bree Olsen. I applaud you, sir. That's slick.
I think I'm going to marry the twins
for the money. Yeah, right? You bang WandaVision, and I'm scared to bang Brie Olsen.
Yeah, because I bet shit's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Well, that was Charlie Sheen's girl, too, wasn't it?
Ooh, was it?
I think so. So I don't need tiger blood rubbing up on nuns of the stuffs.
And the things. And the who's it's and the what's it's. Yeah, I don't think I could handle that there, Bubba.
Yeah, that's a thing. So, all right, next one here. It's the Batwoman version. The lesbian cutely butch Batwoman, the black angrily butch Batwoman, or the inevitable third season trans Batwoman who's actually feminine.
That one's got to go.
Probably. You marry the angry black one.
Yeah, because that's just like a real wife. I mean, wait, yeah. What?
I ain't saying shit. I know your wife carries a gun.
That's just like real life, man. That's, you know, might as well.
Right.
And then you get points, you know, because it's interracial, right?
There you go, yeah. Put you high up on the adoption list or something. Right. All right. Uppity Hollywood starlets who need a smack in the mouth. It's Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, or Amber Heard.
All of the above. Can I pull a wand and just say yes?
Yeah, that might be a wand category. Let's see, who has more money? Brie Larson's got Marvel money because they've kind of, for some reason, hitched their wagon to her. Horse joke. So I'm going to marry her. I bang Jennifer Lawrence with Vince's dick, and Amber Heard's got to go.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, Justin's Dilemma.
Oh, thank God.
I guess it's my turn. It's Gina Carano, Katie Sackhoff, and you, Vince.
Fuck.
I can already tell you how it's going to go. I'm marrying Gina Carano. I'm banging Katie Sackhoff. And Vince, I'm sorry. I love you.
That's some bullshit.
Super kick. Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
To be fair, you have parts they don't.
To be fair.
To be fair. Yeah. All right, last one here, Rapturous Redheads, Jen Circleback Paskey, that's Biden's Raggedy Ann press secretary, Kathy He Broke Me Griffin, or Chucky?
Chucky's got to go.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I'll marry the press secretary.
You're going to bang Kathy Griffin?
Why not?
Okay.
Don't. From 90s Kathy Griffin.
Okay, news radio Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
All right, I'll go with that.
Okay, good.
I'll go with that.
Make the rules up as we go.
It's our show. This is episode 349, for Christ's sake. Oh, you know what that just means?
What?
Next week, Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty.
Yep. We need that sound drop for next week, though. Listener questions this week. Chris starts us. This is a long-ass question, but I'm going to shorten it as much as possible. Imagine a simple editing mistake or typo somehow slips by all producers, writers, and directors of a given treatment or proposal and changes the course of entertainment history. Which deviation in the entertainment space-time would you most likely to see? This week's subject, Battlestar Galactica. So these are spelling errors or typos that changes the show. Which would you like? Battlestar Gal. Katie Sackhoff as Trixie Starbucks, Supermarine turned interstellar stripper and bounty hunter. Fair, that's my pick. Saddlestar Galactica, a show about the lives, loves, and adventures and rivalries of a gang of competitive space cowboys riding star broncos.
So a Western?
Kinda.
I'm almost all right with that one.
Battlestar Galactica, a harrowing story of a spacefaring group of women fighting for public breastfeeding acceptance across the Federated Worlds. No, sir. The Milky Way has never been milkier. God, he's even got taglines. Beautiful. Tattlestar Galactica, in the distant future, social media megacore rule the galaxy from Facebook Nebula to the Twitter little stars. The greatest danger of this galaxy being reported by a fellow citizen to your local megacorp. Well, that's happening now.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound entertaining at all.
No, which one of these? I'm going with Katie Sackhoff as the stripper.
I like, yeah.
And Vince is going with the Western.
I like the Western.
Yeah. Next question here comes from Elizabeth. How would Bret Hart have fared in ECW if he never went to WCW? I think by the time, let's see, this would have been 98. ECW was kind of on the outs. If you're talking, if Brett would have left, it might have bumped him, but I don't think it would have done much. But by that time, they had already lost Benoit, Malenko, Guerrero. They lost a lot of their talent by then. He would have gave him a bump, but it wouldn't have worked out. Now, if he would have just been an old ECW, the matches with Eddie and Malenko and all them would have been classics. So that's my answer for that.
I'm not a nugget.
That was Owen. Thank you very little. Next question comes from Handsome Dan. And Vince, I'm going to need your help with this one.
Fuck.
The Golden Girls is a D&D adventuring party. What would their races and classes be? Picture it. Icewind Dale, 1489. Well, right out the gate, Blanche is a bard.
Sure.
Because she wants to sleep with everything.
A human bard.
A human bard, yes. So...
Betty White, an elf.
Yeah, because they live like, forever.
Like a wood elf.
Yes, but, okay, so you got the race. The class would be druid, because
yeah,
she was on a
yeah,
farm.
Because, yeah. Yes, yeah, so she's, yep, St. Olaf stories.
Yep. Okay. Sophia would be a halfling, just due to size. And she would be...
A thief?
I got to put her as a rogue. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Just because the old war stories and you know she did some shit in the war type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dorothy, fighter. Ooh, what race for Dorothy? I want to joke and say Warforged or Bugbear, but.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, she's a Warforged fighter because she's a robot. She has the memories of a woman named Maud.
Jesus Christ.
Get that joke, kids. That's a Wayback Machine.
What's the Jewish equivalent of a race in...
Are we really doing this?
Troll?
Because it'll be Hobgoblin or something.
Jesus fuck. All right, next question.
Chris would like to know, what is Vince planning to do about the phantom rapist chasing his prize donkey into the bathroom every other week? Look out for your burrow, Vince. Demon Republicans are trying to grab your ass.
Yeah, you got to quit that. Come on now. She's got feelings too, right?
She does. We'll talk about that here in a bit.
That was, she was a victim. 3 buildings away.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
Come on. Oh, my God. Don't you victimize her or what was that? What was the word they were talking about? They were saying it was a, you delegitimized her pain or some buzzword bullshit.
Yeah, because, well, we'll talk about it here in a second. Roboto would like to know, is there a correct order to watch the Star Wars movies? What is it and why? He's only watched in sequential order, 1 through 6. Here is the actual order. 1, 2, 3, Solo, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, Mando. That's it. Everything stops after Mandalorian. And you know I'm right.
Holy shit. I never even thought of it like that.
That's it. Because
it's right. Mando's like right Mando, after.
Mando, I believe, is 4 or 5 years after Jedi.
Right. Holy shit.
Yep. So it's 1, 2, 3, Solo, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, Mando. That's it. There you go.
That's amazing.
And you can fit Clone Wars in between... 2 and 3? Attack of the Clone... Yeah, so it'd be Clone Wars would be after 2 and 3. If you want to go animated. So, there you go for that. Chris's next question here. Since dreams primarily occur in the frontal lobe, the forward-most portion of the brain, do you suppose that Sasha Banks dreams in IMAX?
That's not cool, man. Why you gotta be like that?
I giggled.
Why you gotta be like that?
That was classy.
She didn't do nothing to you.
She didn't do nothing?
She didn't do nothing.
You didn't even mean to be racist, you inherently white bastard.
You, yeah. Boy, that's my white privilege, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, question comes in from Twitter. If walls don't work like Democrats have said for the last 4 years under Trump, then why is there one that looks like it's going to be there for a long time around the Capitol with armed guards? Because apparently walls will keep out white people, but not Latino. I don't know. Yeah, you've answered your own question there.
We don't know what's going on.
No, I don't know. Last question here from Twitter. Who's your pick to win Super Bowl? Liv Morgan. Because it's LIV Super Bowl, Roman numerals. Your pick, Vince, is Kansas City, the defending champs, or the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay. They're playing at Tampa Bay, by the way, but they're...
When?
Today. Tonight, I think it's 6.
That's today?
Yes.
Jesus, fuck.
Who's your pick? Tom Brady or not Tom Brady?
Not Tom Brady.
Vince is going Kansas City. Let's just say for shits and giggles, I'm going to pick Tom Brady. Because it would be fitting since Peyton Manning got told last night he's going to go in the Hall of Fame that Brady gets a Super Bowl ring. Just to rub it. Just to take away the shine. So that's my pick. All right. Let's go to Did You See the Stories this week. We start off with a sad thing here. Leon Spinks, former undisputed heavyweight boxing champion who beat Muhammad Ali in 1978, has passed away after a 5-year battle with cancer. He passed away Friday evening at the age of 67, surrounded by his wife and several close friends and family. So that sucks. The Never Trumpers at the Lincoln Project are scrambling to put out fires after their founder was caught being a pedophile, kids.
No.
Surprise, surprise.
A Democrat pedophile.
Yeah. What the f-
That seems to be going around.
Yeah, 21 men have accused Lincoln Project co-founder John Weaver of online harassment and grooming. The youngest victim told the New York Times spoke to was just 14 when Weaver started messaging him and grooming him. New York Times says the evidence of Weaver's online harassment is well documented and backed up by screenshots all the way back to 2015. And apparently this was an open secret in Washington and the Lincoln Project did know.
Of course he
did. This is kind of like the nobody in Hollywood knew about Harvey Weinstein. Wink. Oh, we're all shocked and surprised. No, you're not. You've known it was going on. You didn't do anything. You're all guilty. But remember, this is the same group he founded that wants to change how history is taught in every school across the country because white people are horrible and racist.
Unbelievable.
Vince, German prosecutors have filed charges against a 95-year-old woman that they say was complicit in the Holocaust. They have charged her, I shit you not, 10,000 charges of murder. She was a typist and secretary at the Stutthof concentration camp during World War II. Despite her age, the case is being handled by a juvenile court because she was under 21 when she was forced to work at the camp.
Oy vey.
10,000 charges of murder. All right, it's time for this week in supposed white supremacy.
I'm trying to take the high road on that one. I don't want to.
I know.
That's fucking retarded.
Are you ready for what's white supremacy this week?
Yeah.
First, the San Francisco School Board decided to rename 44 different schools because they are named after people with ties to racism or slavery. Now, the arts department has taken a bold move by changing its name, VAPA, because they say, here you go, kids, acronyms are a symptom of white supremacy culture. We'll get on that ASAP.
How?
Don't put logic to this. You know it doesn't work. But wait, that's not all. Sky News host Corey Bernardi this week says treating household pets with care is an act of racism and white supremacy. as minorities are said to abuse animals. Let's see, according to leftist professor Katja Gunther, dogs are being killed and mistreated by minorities because of capitalism, anthroparchy, white supremacy, and patriarchy. A privilege reserved for the white and the wealthy is letting dogs stay inside.
You know how I see, you know how I can tell this whole thing is bullshit. You know how I can tell? Because they're all right with abusing animals.
Yeah.
They're completely okay with it if you're brown.
Yeah, dog fighting. Michael Vick. Shit, Fox picked him up. He's on the Fox pregame show now sometimes. Remember how many dozens of pit bulls he killed?
I saw
in a dog fighting ring?
I saw this meme. And it was JFK at the top, and it said, America in 2020 before the riots.
Right.
And at the bottom it said, after, or 2021 after the riots. And it was a picture of George Lincoln Rockwell.
Not a lot of people get that, but
I'm like, yeah, that's...
you can look into that. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
All right, let's get to AOC goes full Jussie. Republican Representative Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, whose office is two doors down from Donkey Chompers, noted that the insurrectionists never got to their building when the Capitol was breached on January 6th. She made the note while hitting the media for their attempts to fan fictitious news and flames about the breach. AOC was not even in the Capitol building where all the shit was going down. She was in a nearby office, the Cannon building, which is across the main street and four other buildings away. But yes, everything's connected by tunnels, but nobody got to her in the tunnels either. There were never any rioters in their hall, so there was never any physical dangers from rioter coming in at that point, according to Representative Mace. Remember that AOC there claimed that Ted Cruz had sent all the people to try and kill her. Remember that? AOC said the rioters actually entered her building, forcing her to take refuge inside her bathroom after the legislative director, somebody told her to run and hide. So I run back into my office, she said. I slam my door. There's another kind of like back area to my office, and I open it, and there's a closet in the bathroom, and I jump into my bathroom. She said she was hiding behind the door, and then I just start hearing all these yells of, where is she? As members of the mob banged against my door. She believed, at this moment, this is where I thought everything was over. And the weird thing about moments like this is that you lose all sense of time. In retrospect, maybe it was 4 seconds, 5 seconds, maybe it was 10. Maybe it was one, I don't know. It felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts. That's a direct quote from her, by the way. In between the screams and the yells, I mean, I thought I was going to die. Every single word she said was a lie. According to the Capitol police officer that actually did show up to escort her safely to the safety location for congressman, she was rude to him. But now Team AOC has put out an email to her followers telling them to flag posts online that point this out, to point out the truth about this situation, to flag them as harassment and misleading information. She went on the floor of the House Friday telling her story again beside Rashida Tlaib, who then Tlaib had a full-blown crying meltdown on the floor saying that about the whole thing. Tlaib also not there on January 6th. Theater. It's all political theater. Speaking of AOC, you remember that picture of her crying in front of the chain link fence where the evil Trump was keeping the kids in cages?
Yeah, and it was a parking lot.
But yeah, that was a lie. It was just an empty parking lot. Yeah, and then Trump closed those places because of the travel, the immigration laws that he passed and all that. Yeah, Biden is reopening them. But you're not hearing anything about it. So kids in cages are back on the menu, boys.
That's fucked up.
Biden's reopened it, but you ain't gonna see her crying in front of a parking lot now because, well, it's their team doing it. You know.
Oh, my God.
You know the so-called QAnon shaman? The guy
in the Antifa guy?
Yeah, the Antifa guy. who was arrested for the Capitol thing on the 6th, he filed an emergency motion before a federal judge in Washington, D.C. for sustenance. Jacob Chansley is asking to be released from jail pending trial, but that was denied. His requests are related to his belief in shamanism, a religion which he says allows him to only eat organic food as a core tenet of the practice.
Yep, that's a real Trump supporter right there.
Yeah, that sure sounds like a hunter-gatherer, you know, country boy.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't mind fasting for a few days, but 5 days is the longest I've ever gone without food. I'm humbly requesting a few organic canned vegetables, canned tuna, but it must be wild-caught, or organic canned soups. If I have to go a week without food or longer, so be it. I will stay committed to my spiritual religible. I'll keep putting this bullshit up if I have to suffer physically. The judge actually gave in to this guy's fucking requests. So he's getting all of his organic food and his soy milk. And oh, by the way, this is all on your taxpayer dime.
Wild caught.
Wild caught tuna, by the way. All right. Hey, another rules for thee, not for me. President Biden's new climate czar, alleged Republican John Kerry, took a private jet to collect a climate change leadership award in 2019, but this is now coming to light.
He's not a Republican.
Yeah, he is.
John Kerry?
Well, he doesn't. In actuality, he's not, but there is an R by his name when he's on TV.
Oh, I thought he was a Democrat.
See? The former Secretary of State, who is now Biden's climate change envoy, defended his decidedly ungreen choice of transportation when criticized by media, arrogantly claiming that he had no other option, saying, if you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. Fuck you, I can do it. I'm better than you, peon. Right?
Why didn't they just have a fucking Skype or Teams meeting? And just fucking send him the goddamn award.
Exactly. New York Times this week published an essay detailing a range of recommendations for the Biden administration to adopt to fix the, quote, reality crisis and to de-radicalize citizens. Would you like to know what they want, Vince? Or can you guess?
I'm scared.
Well, they would like for Biden to set up a reality czar and a truth commission. Hopefully led by the Jackal. If you get that joke, you get a point.
Who wants this?
This is the New York Times and Joan Donovan, a researcher at Harvard's Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy, suggested that the Biden administration set up a truth commission led by those familiar with extremist factions, including white supremacy groups and far-right militias. Similar, and you'll hear this a lot, similar to the 9/11 commission. That went all around the media right after the January 6th Capitol deal. Yeah, this will tackle disinformation and domestic extremism and be led by something like a reality czar.
You wonder why people are getting a little trigger happy.
Nope, I sure don't.
Well, I don't.
Normal people, they're like, why are people mad? Well, here, now they're literally calling for the government to tell you what to think even more than they already do. Speaking of somebody not wanting dissenting opinions, Amazon's Jeff Bezos announced that he will be stepping down this year to focus more on the Washington Post, which he owns, the newspaper, and other philanthropic endeavors. Amazon will now be ran by Andy Jassy. Jassy was the CEO of Amazon Web Services. You remember that. This is the guy that took down Parler.
Yeah,
nothing fishy, but Parler should be back up Monday, according to Bongino. So
yeah, it's not a what's the word I'm looking for here? A honeypot now, is it?
Not at all. The Daily Beast on Monday published a rather scathing piece about the new Biden White House and his press secretary. This is because the Daily Beast is, you know, not necessarily right-leaning. If you're a reporter with a tough question for the White House press secretary, Joe Biden's staff wants you to admit it in advance. According to three sources with knowledge of the matter, as well as written communications reviewed by the Daily Beast, the new president's communication staff have already on occasion probed reporters to see what are they going to ask the press secretary when called upon.
Oh, yeah.
So now you got to send your questions in to get approved by dear leader or some dumb fuck, so Raggedy Ann can circle back to you and give you an answer.
If you get one at all.
If you get one at all.
It wasn't approved. That question was not...
Right.
It would have hurt feelings, okay? We can't have this.
Yeah. So now the question... The press has to bow and send in questions. If they're tough questions. Can you imagine if Trump's White House did that? Oh, no, because he actually had somebody could actually answer the tough questions, Kayleigh McEnany. But yeah, can you imagine if that White House, it would be all over the news, but it's not because it's Biden. Speaking of, let's see if things are going to be done equally. Republicans from the Committee on House Administration on Friday requested that the House Sergeant at Arms impose a fine on Skeletor, Nancy Pelosi, for breaking her own rule by bypassing a metal detector on their way to the House chamber. She's already, she put this rule in to go after Republicans that actually carry their own guns,
mm-hmm.
like Lauren Boebert and others, and they have already been fined $5,000. She went around her own law here, and at least three Republicans have wrote a letter to the sergeant at arms saying this rule was broken. You are required to impose the fine. Please inform us once the fine has been assessed. No word on when/if the fine will be assessed to Pelosi.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
It's not fucked up. It makes complete sense.
That's another rules. This is even rules for me, not for the in Congress.
Who, why is everyone so upset?
Why is everybody so
goddamn unhappy?
It's a baffling conundrum, sir.
I don't know why there's this wave of extremist, you know, domestic terrorism that's going to take over everything.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, you know,
people want the Constitution back. What?
Well, that thing.
People are tired of rich people fucking us.
That thing. Yeah. And now we get to, you remember Greta? The human weather potato?
Yeah, I tried to forget her.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah. She's in trouble.
No, what'd she do?
She accidentally shared a message showing that she was getting told what to write on Twitter about a farmer's revolt that is going on in India. This has now sparked a police investigation and a political firestorm. The 18-year-old left-wing eco-activist shared and then quickly deleted a message that detailed a list of suggested posts about ongoing protests. The list gave a series of tips on what to post, asking her to also repost and tag other celebrities tweeting about it, including pop star Rihanna, as well as the Twitter storm. The toolkit that she shared also suggested highlighting planned demonstrations at Indian embassies all across the world. The campaign material and social media template was created by Canada's Poetic Justice Foundation, oddly enough, has nothing to do with Janet Jackson or Tupac, which claims to be a grassroots campaign
to stir shit,
to events to provoke, challenge, and disrupt systemic inequalities and biases. Now, the group's website confirms it is most actively involved in the farmers' protests taking place in India. Well, based on all this, Delhi police have registered a case against Greta Thumbdrive. I mean, Thunberg, Weather Potato, under sections of the India Penal Code on charges of criminal conspiracy and promoting enmity. So I'm guessing she's not going to go to India to protest climate change anytime soon.
They ain't putting up with that shit over there.
Basically, they want to try to have a farmers' revolt and take over the government in India. What little I've looked into this and understood. And Weather Potato was trying to fan the flames of it by going through this Canadian group and tagging a bunch of celebrities. But she accidentally tweeted out the actual game plan. And then quickly deleted it when somebody went, "You stupid Weather Potato." So now she's charged.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
That's some fucking organization.
In a different continent.
Yeah. That's fucking with somebody else's government.
Yep.
Why is everyone so upset?
I think that leads into our final story this week, Vince, as to why everybody's so upset.
I can't believe people are upset. Why is everybody upset?
Because Time Magazine this week published an intricate details of what they call, quote, a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were a result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans, end quote. The article even confirms what the National Pulse was reporting on a former Obama lawyer, Ian Bassin, as well as Revolver.News' assertion of the involvement of Norm Eisen and what amounted to a major admission of a globalist setup to leverage the coronavirus, mail-in voting, and corporate interest to get Trump out of office. The 6,500-word article, author Molly Ball, lays out how it all happened. Handshake deal between business and labor was just one component of a vast cross-partisan campaign to what they say was to protect the election. An extraordinary shadow effort, their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. Time alleges campaigners, quote, successfully pressured social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears, end quote. By the eighth paragraph of this article, Ball quotes Norm Eisen, who in early September 2020, Revolver.News website described as the legal hatchet man and central operative in the color revolution against Trump. By the 11th paragraph, they noted efforts of Ian Bassin, who the National Pulse reported on in September. Ball writes that the participants, like Eisen and Bassin now, want the secret... Eisen?
Oy vey.
Want the secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. Ball identifies Mike Podhorzer, political director of the AFL-CIO, as the architect of the conspiracy.
It's awesome. So they did it.
So they're admitting, they're coming out and admitting, yes, we took the election.
Why is everybody so upset?
They literally call it a conspiracy. This is their own words. A conspiracy unfolded behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information.
That's fucked up.
So when Trump says the election was stolen, they're literally coming out and admitting, yeah, we took it and there's nothing you can do.
Oh, there's some things we could do.
Well, touchy, touchy. But I would like to have somebody retort. And will you admit now that Trump was right? or even though that they're blatantly admitting it and saying, yeah, we conspired, is it still, well, Orange Man bad?
It doesn't matter. They won.
Right.
They don't care how they got the W.
Now that Biden was put in, they can be like, yeah, you can't change it. Yeah, we cheated. We don't care.
Yeah.
And like Vince says, you wonder why a lot of people are upset. And by a lot of people, I mean, oh, somewhere around 100 million.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lowball estimate.
I think, yeah, there's a...
Because... let's say 80 million voted, which I think the number is that 80 million voted for Trump. You know, not everybody votes.
So, you know, so
voter turnout's only around 40%, 40 to 50%.
So that's probably why they still have the Capitol lockdown.
Yeah.
They know they fucked up. They know they cheated.
And the impeachment thing starts in 2 days.
Right.
Which is already dead in the water because it's unconstitutional and yeah. But don't be surprised. I'm calling this now. Impeachment fails, obviously. They're going to try to do something 14th Amendment only passed with a simple majority of the Senate and ban Trump from holding public office again. I'm calling it now.
I think it'll pass.
You think they're going to actually vote to impeach?
Oh, yeah.
I think if they do, I think they're going to need more than a big wall.
Oh, and, I think they're gonna, I think they'll vote to impeach.
And National Guard with no magazines.
I think they...
They'll take a vote. I don't know. I don't think it will pass.
I bet it will.
I think the Republicans that vote, like 45, Rand Paul was a genius.
Besides Rand, I don't think Rand will vote.
No. Rand Paul came out and said, okay, you want to have this? I have a simple motion. I want every senator to vote whether they believe this is constitutional or not. It was a brilliant move because it put every senator on record being, okay, is this legal or is it illegal? Well, everybody that voted illegal, which was, I believe, 45 Republicans, now if you vote to that he's guilty, well, you said over here it's not legal. How are you voting here? You're going to have to answer to everybody back home when it comes to elections or, oh, I don't know, you go back to talk to your constituents. And, yeah, so I don't think it will pass just for their own fear of political future or safety.
Oh, I think it will. I think they're bought and paid for.
Well, that's a very real possibility. And if it is, you think a bunch of Antifa running the Capitol was a bad thing, I would hold on to your horned hats.
I wouldn't. I don't think they're going to do nothing.
I don't know. I think
somebody would have done something already.
I kind of lean that way too. But I think if it comes out and they vote to convict and Trump says, all right, I tried to play it your way. Now we're doing it. Now we're going the really old school way.
They ain't going to do shit. Nobody's going to do shit.
That's my concern is if he goes, all right, boys, let him out.
We joke around, but you know, nobody ain't going to do shit.
I kind of lean that way.
I'm telling you, they make it out to where it's the fucking Aryan Brotherhood's out here with pitchforks and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not, and where?
AOC's hiding in a, you know.
Right.
She's having flashbacks. Skinheads. She's having flashbacks to, you know, Vietnam when she had a gun pointed at her head and Iron Man flew in to save her.
Right. You know? There's fucking, you know, they're talking like the Aryan Brotherhood and the Klan and the fucking skinheads are all out here fucking... Where?
Yeah. Do you have proof? Because we actually have Antifa and Black Lives burning down cities.
Yeah, no shit.
You know.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's going to do shit.
Well... in a way, I hope you're right. Because I don't want shit to go down.
Yeah, but I don't want to live in a world where it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, where nothing that we want matters. And by we want, I mean the normal people. Anymore. That's what I mean.
Even on the left, if you got an opinion that varies from somebody else that's on the left, you're suddenly this evil fucking person.
Yeah, if you're left and say you hate Hollywood, well then you're a bigot of some kind. You must hate the Jews. Jews are in Hollywood. You must, you know, you don't like... Well, just because you don't follow exact ideology, you're not perfectly in the mold, then they're against you. You have to be perfectly in the mold for them to accept you. So, I don't know. It's a wonder why everybody is so mad.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, all right, Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Everybody be careful. Who knows what the hell is going to happen this week, because it seems to change week to week. And we'll hopefully talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.